I'm Frank Vaughn. It is still September 19th, 2024. And I want to open this video just by asking some questions. Do you believe that giving a smoker a pack of cigarettes a day is a good way to help that smoker quit? Do you believe providing an alcoholic with a free case of beer every single day and a place to drink it is a good way to help them overcome alcoholism? Do you think that a user of hard drugs that are illegal, technically, should be allowed to use those drugs in a facility or in public, and they should be supplied with those drugs as a means to help them break the habit? Likewise, do you believe that children should be coached by teachers and guidance counselors to hate the body they were born in, to reject their biological identity, and to pursue an imaginary construct, to pursue gender ideology through hormone treatments that block puberty forever? You can't get it back. It is not reversible. That's a talking point the left likes to use, but the damage is irreversible. And do you think that they should be able to do that without parental consent? Do you think public servants should be able to do that to your children without your knowledge? Now, if you answered yes to those questions, then I think you should vote for Carla Beck and the NDP, because I think they will deliver for you exactly what you want. But as for me, I think those ideas are ridiculous, and I think that society has proven their failure. The Saskatchewan Party is not perfect, and Scott Moe is not perfect. But here's a list of things that I think are really good. The Saskatchewan Revenue Act is a first step towards reclaiming the right of taxation from the federal government and restoring it to the province. The Saskatchewan Firearms Act is an attempt to bury C-21, which is now law, which bans your hunting rifles, from legal owners who are the most vetted people in the country, people who can't have criminal records. You can't even get in a fight at a bar without getting the firearms office calling you up, even if you're not charged. They want to know why you were engaged in violence. I mean, we're talking about the most vetted people in the country taking their hunting rifles away. The Saskatchewan Firearms Act is an attempt to bury that in red tape to a point where it is just unenforceable. And that's if it doesn't get repealed, which I think it will. The Liberals, they can pass a law, but they can't seem to come up with a way to actually implement the law. Their buyback is still leagues away. And likely never, it's never going to happen. The opposition, the rebellion against the carbon tax that is ongoing here in the province, is a very positive step towards pushing the federal government back on something that is completely unjustified. Carbon is an excuse to regulate. It is not a driver of environmental catastrophe. The catastrophism of the carbon con has been rejected and debunked by science, and the only people who are still promoting it are those with vested interests or those who have been hypnotized by those with vested interests. It's a big industry with a lot of money. Another area where the Saskatchewan government is showing leadership is in small modular nuclear resource development. If the federal government would just get out of the way, we could become an economic powerhouse, which would benefit everybody. There is the issue around crime and drug abuse and addiction. But the fact is if we dig in to the numbers, if we look at where it's coming from, if we dig in demographically, if we look at locality, we can pretty much isolate the problem and come up with appropriate solutions if we have the courage to do so. Now, the Moe government, I guess, could be blamed for the rise in crime. However, it's the federal government that has adopted loose bail conditions and keeps turning violent criminals back out on your street. It's the federal government that is pushing decriminalization of hard drugs, and it's the federal government that's filling your world with broken people and saying that enabling their addictions and their brokenness is somehow helpful to them. These ideas are ridiculous. And I know it's tempting to look back on things like COVID when it comes to the Moe government and say they were as bad as everybody else. But that kind of is just the point. During COVID, there was a zeitgeist. It swept government, it swept media, and it swept the people. That's why it broke up your family. That's why it broke up your social circles. That's why it broke church dynamics. That's why it made people crazy. Look around you, nothing is the same. A medical experimental product was foisted on the public and mass rolled out, and people were coerced into taking it. And now those products have been removed from the market. Many that were taken can no longer be secured because they are unsafe. The people who were skeptical were correct, and there is a rise in all case mortality. Now, I know that the Mo government was right there. I know that lockdowns happened. I know that masking happened, and I know there were absurd rules, and I know he said things at the height of COVID that were absolutely heartless to those who were right to be skeptical. However, I also know that towards the end of the lockdowns here, towards the end of the mask requirements, I know that Saskatchewan was the first one to lift those things. And I also know why. The Saskatchewan Party MLAs, after all was said and done, spent 3 hours listening to the other side, the other doctors, the other professionals, internationally renowned, who were breaking the narrative. They listened, they heeded, and they responded. And now that moment is past. And I don't want to say that we shouldn't seek justice and we shouldn't seek to rectify it. There's a lot of damage that's been left behind, believe me. However, we occupy this moment, and that is the currency. Tomorrow's a promissory note. Today is a canceled, or yesterday is a canceled check, and today's the money. And if we change the channel now, and if we elect an NDP government here in Saskatchewan, we will regret it for decades to come. It's quite simple. The radical left has had their day. They have been running provinces into the ground all over the place. They are so thoroughly ensconced and in power that they control all the media organs in this country. They control the federal government. They control the courts, for heaven's sake. And in Ontario, they control the Conservative Party. But they don't control Saskatchewan. Not yet. Now we need to get tough. This province has problems, and the only way to solve those problems is to get tougher and to get more unique. Danielle Smith is not leading the charge against leftism. She is not leading the charge against the federal government. Scotty is. Now this may sound like an endorsement. It is not. I'm going to vote for the Saskatchewan Party. I'm fairly certain of that. Because I don't think now is the time to change the channel. I think there's enough here. I think enough has been done. And I'm giving you my perspective as an Easterner who moved here because of what's happened here. Because I like what's here. I'm not here to change anything. I want to preserve the way things are here. Because when I see Saskatchewan, I see what Ontario was 30 years ago. And what Ontario was 30 years ago is gone. And it can never be restored. And that's one of the biggest reasons I left. Now, one of the beautiful things about this province is there is a spirit of community here. It's so the marriage between community and looking after one another and rugged individualism is so strong here. People are so nice. When I was out the last 2 years looking for my Christmas tree, because you can take a Christmas tree from public land here. It's wonderful. I was looking for my Christmas tree, pulled over on the side of the road. Any car that passed by slowed down or stopped and said, "Hey, are you all right? Can we help?" This is the most underrated province in Confederation. It's got so much going for it. It has resource wealth. It has the potential to have vision moving forward into the future. It has the potential to be an economic powerhouse, punching way above its weight class with its 1.2 million people. And I think it already does. The fact that Scott was able to lead a rebellion against the carbon tax and do it effectively, even though it technically breaks the law, and it's an ongoing battle. The media doesn't really want to talk about it because, God forbid, it inspires other provinces to find their backbone. Now, Scott Moe is would you call it, an unlikely hero in the story. He always looks awkward whenever he takes a photo opportunity, and I actually like that. He doesn't have the fake smile that every other politician does. He's just there, doing his job. And it's not to say, again, I want to reiterate, a lot of MLAs have left the legislature. A lot, they're not running again. People say they smell blood in the water. I mean, after 10 or 15 years in public office, anybody's going to want to leave. But there is also a corruption issue in the Saskatchewan party. Any party that's in power for so long is going to run into problems. Parties are groups of people. Unfortunately, and it's less true here than it is in other places, politics draws the worst kinds of people. Good people, and I consider myself one of them, once they've experienced politics and they've seen how that world works, want to run in the opposite direction. I am not enough of a narcissist or an egomaniac. I was on the verge, and this is a bit of a segue, I was on the verge of really blowing up my social media and my influence in the country and all the things that I had going for me, and I ran away from it because it's overrated. Fame is overrated. Being notarized is overrated. And not being able to go anywhere without being recognized is overrated. The only reason I'm back here is out of a sense of duty. I feel like I need to do it. Whether I'm successful or not is another story. And I think there's people in this province that feel the same way. And I would encourage them to get involved. Have that conversation. Run for council. Think about school board trustee. Someone's got to protect the kids. Not everybody can be premier. Not everybody can be an MLA. There's a lot of little roles that need to stop being neglected. Because the left has not neglected those roles. That is how they've came to control everything. So I think that's a good primer on the election. I'm going to vote for the Saskatchewan Party. I think other people should consider doing the same. And I understand there's other options out there, and feel free to pursue them. But don't pursue them at the risk of putting the NDP in office. It really would be a bad change of direction. If you feel frustration with the Sask Party, join it. Go to the local meetings. Try to become somebody who can run for public office through the Sask Party. I think that's where our pathway is for the next several years. And for the love of God, protect the work that's already been done. All the things that I've just discussed about pushing back the federal government, there's nothing like it going on anywhere else in Canada. And it would be a God shame to see it stop now.